Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. It is Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Steve Arterburn. It's
yes.
Good to be on today.
It's great to be on.
Steve was going to be here any moment, but we are starting out today and looking forward to talking to all our folks that are on the board there.
Yeah, we already got a good lineup on the board and ready to start off today, helping out a lot of people.
I know. You want to just go to a call?
Yeah, let's go to a call.
All right, let's go to, how about Michelle from Matthews, North Carolina. Hey, Michelle. Thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, what's going on?
I have been married 2 years now, and I met the most wonderful man, a good Christian man, and I was on cloud nine, as you can imagine. I never felt love till I met him. Not real love. I don't think I knew real love. And, we had this motto, Christ first and you second for each of us. And, about 4 months into the marriage, I, became completely convinced that he was having an affair. And I went from cloud nine to severe heartbreak. He denied it, and I haven't been able to prove that he did, and I don't think he is now, but little things left around the house. I was working night shift, and I found, you know, some hair ties and a pink toothbrush that weren't mine, and just some behaviors, just subtle things that you can't really put your finger on, but you think, well, something's not right here.
Totally and, get it. So you found some evidence
that he cheated on me, but he's never admitted it, and I just want to move on at this point if I can. But my trust is so shattered. I'm not heartbroken like I was. I've asked God to help me, and I feel like I've moved past it for the most part. But I still have some serious trust issues, and I just wanted to reach out to y'all today, that you could maybe point me to the right scriptures or give me some advice as to how to get that trust. Because I think the thing that hurts me the most is he never said I did it, and he never said I was sorry. He was sorry. I think that would help me to move to the trusting again more than anything, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that part is going to be a total miss forever, you know.
Well, when there is this mystery of truth, there is going to be a block of connection and intimacy, because you won't be able to trust to move in. And I do have to say that a hair tie and a pink toothbrush is pretty alarming, and those things are a big deal. And there's more information. I'm curious to see what his response was to that. But I do believe that it is important that you are able to get into counseling together to get down to the bottom of this and talk about this. Michelle, there is actually a lot going on here, and we're going to really help you out, get down to the bottom of this, and head you in the right direction. But we will be heading to a break here soon. And before we do that, just want to mention a couple of things. Every Man's Battle starts tomorrow in Philadelphia. This call actually, I think, probably speaks to that. And so for those listeners out there, that if it don't waste, if you're struggling with this in the area, get to Every Man's Battle. And we will be right back after this.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and Steve Arterburn here. I did get cut off there in the very beginning. Michelle is on the line here with both Chris and Sherry, and you guys continue with Michelle. Not exciting to find a hair tie and a toothbrush, and then all of a sudden, total denial. Wow.
Yeah, so Michelle, just to continue this, first off, thank you for some of the background that you gave us as you went into the marriage. And it started on that cloud nine, and you never felt, you know, that you were really loved by someone before you married your husband. And what that sets it up for is what we call an idealistic distortion, and that is seeing the world and the relationship through rose-colored glasses. And so there is this incredible high that you're experiencing, and that when this comes into play, it's like the floor drops out. You feel like you drop into the basement, and you can't get up from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to speak. I'm gonna pitch this right over to Sherry because she's the right person. You called it at the right time, right day. But I just want you to be aware of that as you move forward, to know that there was a distortion going into it of idealizing him, which sets you up for the fall. Now, there are some things that are outside of your control that I really want Sherry to address with you.
So, hey, Michelle, there's a woman that did some research. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Freid, and she came up with this term that I think is really fitting in this moment. It's called betrayal blindness. And there's this tagline that she says. It says, while we're fooling ourselves, we're not being fooled. And I was there with my former husband, Connor. I didn't want to look. It was like I really tried to keep a secret from myself so I didn't have to move in to the pain of what it would mean if the evidence that I found was true. Because you know there's not another person in your home. You guys are newly married. There's not another woman who's going to bring her toothbrush in. There's a hair tie. There are these pieces of evidence. And oftentimes when somebody is deceiving us, they're hiding what they're doing. And so as wives, we often just find these breadcrumbs that give us this clue that something bigger is going on. But let me tell you where I'm a little more worried about you. Not only is he denying what he's done, but I'm a little concerned that you are walking right on the edge of denial yourself. And let me tell you why. Because you wanted us to give you a verse.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get past this very quickly. And you're hoping to get back to the idealized place where you were. But the truth is your trust is shattered. And the two things that we want as women after we find evidence of betrayal is we need safety and the truth. Those two things are pillars. We cannot settle in our mind and heart until we have them. So I'm going to send you my book. It's called Intimate Deception, mm-hmm. Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. Because I think you're dealing with some intimate deception and y'all need some support to figure it out. And so stay on the line and we'll get you hooked into a counselor in your area that can start you on that journey.
Really glad that you called. Here's the verse, though. When you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace. In other words, that proverb is telling us, don't go for the quick fix. Don't go for the instant solution. There is none. But you got to deal with it. That's the open rebuke part. You got to open up about it. You got to deal with it. Put it on the table. It's uncomfortable. It's not fun. But it's the thing to do. All right. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel is calling us from Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I am doing okay, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
A quick backstory. I called last year. My husband, call him John, he would not connect to anything I did. I mean, anything. And after a lot of prayer and tears, I finally discovered he was having an affair for 11 months.
Mm.
And I confronted him. And it was with a friend of mine.
Aww.
So, double betrayal.
Totally.
And we have two boys, and he just retired from, I'm just going to say, a job. He worked at for a number of years. We went to the marriage and family therapist, and after 6+ months of that, he said that he can't do anything else for us because we've got this standstill. And to just get to the bowl of this, yesterday he called my mom and told her he was trying to deem me mentally, emotionally, and fit, and he'll take a situation and completely blow out of proportion and distort it, and almost everything is my fault.
Well, okay. Now here's the thing, Rachel. He has been betraying you. He did betray you with a friend, right?
Yes, sir.
And now he has your worst interest in mind. There are many men who go down a path. It's a common path. It's easy to go down that path in this day and age. And then they get caught. They wake up. And they do whatever it takes to become the man that the wife or mom or whoever the woman is that's closest to them thought they were. That's not your husband, is it?
That's the opposite, sir.
Yeah. And what you're doing is you're doing everything you can to keep everything together for your boys, right?
I am.
You have to stop that. It's not helping. It's hurting. Sherry, do you see that here? That this is one of those cases where you just, you don't want things to fall apart. But they're ripped. They're shredded already.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. And what he's doing to you right now has a name to it. It's actually called gaslighting.
Yes.
Gaslighting is a term that's used. It came out of a 1944 movie with Ingrid Bergman where this guy she was with was strategically setting lies but making her feel she was crazy, and he's doing that with you. So gaslighting happens when someone twists the truth to make us believe that we're crazy or something's wrong with us in order to cover up their deceptive behavior. But I want to tell you this, Rachel, and I would tell you this, and I'd look at you straight in the eyes if I was with you, and I'd say, girl, you're not crazy. Crazy is happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not crazy. So please don't let that lie. It's actually considered psychological abuse. That's why so I just want you to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And because Steve is right, he doesn't want to walk into accountability and responsibility. He's going to have to come clean, but instead of coming clean, he's going to make you look wrong and bad. And that's wrong. It's not good, and it's not what Steve is talking about is it's not what healthy recovery looks like. What are your thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, it, just to add on to that and continue with this thought is that, Rachel, you really need protected here.
Yeah.
Your heart needs protected. And so I want you to be able to get into a group with other women who have been down this track and to support you, but you need to find and fight for your voice, for the voice of truth, for the voice of value, but also be able to separate yourself and get away from his damaging words, his damaging behavior. And here's the irony that Steve was talking about, is that when you care for yourself and stop trying to hold what is dangerous together, when you recover what is healthy, that is the best thing that you can do for your boys, is to protect yourself and gain some healthy recovery for you and some separation from your husband.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. That conversation with your mother should have gone like this. He says something like, "I don't think she's healthy," or something like that. Your mother instantly should have said, "Hey, you're the unhealthy one. I'm not talking to you about this. You need to get help. I have to go now. Go get help." She shouldn't engage in any conversation with your husband about whether or not you're fit for anything. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, yes, sir.
So you need to talk with your mother and say, "Mom, you can't be part of this. This is an evil thing that's happening in our life, and you must not enable that evil anymore."
And you can have your mom listen to the show, because Steve is right? Sometimes people hearing about things, they don't know the words, they don't know what it is, but you need the support, like Chris said. I'd love to send her my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, because I think, Rachel, it's going to help you get on the right path and own your truth as you're moving forward through this.
You know, and just to back that up, is that, Sherry, the book helps us in the confusion and the gaslighting where we can't find our own way. It provides such a mirror for truth of what's going on. So I just want to affirm that this is a great resource that if you can't find the truth, Sherry's book will show it to you.
Okay, so we're going to send that
to you.
You really need to
so much.
You've got to get some support from some other folks, especially if your mother is giving this guy even 5 seconds of the time of the day. He doesn't deserve it, and your mom needs to be solely, fully on your team in all of this. So you've got to call her forth and call her out to support you in every way possible. Now, you're going to need to make some tough decisions. This is not a man that I would even have my kids in the same room with. I mean that. He's not helping. You keeping him and the family together like this, this is horrible for your boys. They need
well,
to see.
I kicked him out. I did.
Okay, great. Then you need to move beyond that. He needs to see that. I mean, because if you don't, he's going to legally take over, and you're going to lose your boys if he's on this track. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you have got to be the strongest, healthiest you've ever been. And you've got to make some tough, tough decisions. And whoever you need to get into your life, whether it's your mom, your dad, some other, you know, an attorney, a really good counselor, and I think Sherry's book's going to give you some insight you don't have right now. You've got to get your act, your strength together so that those boys have one person who has integrity and credibility in their lives for good. And I'm really glad that you called. And anybody else, if you're thinking holding on to something sick is helping, it is not. You simply must do something different. Danny, Panama City, Florida. How you doing? What's going on in your life today?
Well, I'm a first-time listener.
And okay, great.
Welcome.
Yeah, I was working out of town and caught your guys' show. My wife and I are currently living together, and she wants a separation.
Why?
I want to stay together and work it out, because my research has shown me that most separation leads to a divorce And I would like a commitment from her, just having a target. Are we trying to save this marriage?
What's the problem in the marriage? What's the big problem? What happened?
Well, 2 years ago, I sinned against God and I sinned against her. And you just had a listener. It was her best friend. And she was making some advances to me. And this night, we wound up kissing and touching, and that's all it went. And she found out about it. The next day, she confronted me with it, and I was just devastated.
This was 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, so what did you do to show your wife that that would never happen again?
Well, I made a promise to her, and I made a promise to her that there would be no alcohol involved with me.
You quit drinking?
Yes.
And did you start any kind of recovery program?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. I'm just. It was just one of those nights that we did, and then it just took hold, and alcohol was involved. But that's not an excuse. I still did it, and she, that, so I understand that. But she made the decision that she wanted to keep our family together, keep our marriage together. And the first 6 months was a struggle, but we worked through it. And everything was going fine. There was no indication whatsoever. And a month and a half, all of a sudden, we went from zero to 100 miles an hour. And
all right, hold on. We're going to help you right after this. Hold on.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're talking with Danny. Danny had some intimate touching with a friend of his wife, and he quit drinking, made a promise. Now his wife wants to separate. He's done the research and thinks that separation would lead to divorce. He's called us about that. Sherry, talk with Danny, and let's see if we can give him some help and some direction.
Well, hey, Danny, welcome. I know you're a first-time listener, so I really appreciate you trusting us with your heart in this situation here. Can I be really transparent? Because I think I could actually speak for your wife. I'd like to try. Would you be willing to let me do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, as I'm listening to you, there were 3 or 4 times that you used the word just. It was just kissing and touching, right? Just one of those nights, you know, you're minimizing, my friend. And that is really hurting your wife's heart. Because it makes light of the sexual betrayal. And I would encourage you not only to call it sin, but I really want you to get comfortable using the word sexual betrayal. Because that's what you did to her heart. You sexually betrayed her with her friend. That was a double betrayal, right?
So, Sherry, I think you're saying Danny could have called and said, I betrayed my wife. I sexually betrayed my wife with a friend of hers. And now she wants to separate. What should I do? Kind of a different...
Yeah, it's a different tone. Do you get the difference, Danny? Instead of my research shows me, which what that tells me, it's a bit of entitlement. It's like, you know, I did some research and I'm right here. This could lead to separation. I want you on the other track, my friend. I want you to humble down.
I'm
I know.
But I am trying.
Well, then
can't
hear
do
me
it
then.
Alone, buddy.
Then hear
you can't
me.
Do it alone.
Hear,
you cannot do
hear
it alone.
Me. Because I think you're defending. You're defending instead of owning. And that's why you're minimizing. That's why you're going to research to prove your point. She doesn't need the research.
Can you help me understand? Here's the part that really... I mean, I go from... feeling of compassion and kindness and brokenness, then a minute later or an hour later, I'm just full of anger and ugliness. But if we made a decision to move on, and after 2 years...
Oh, Danny, let me jump. I'm so... I know, but let me jump in. Let me jump in. So what you're describing is that you and your wife are trying to avoid the pain you can't avoid. You can't move on unless you move through. And you guys have not moved through this. You haven't entered into the pain. You haven't entered into the challenges that this has created, the broken trust that's been created. And I do want to offer a tremendous amount of hope here. Your relationship, if you do the work, can be better than it would have ever have been without this incident, as crazy as that sounds. But you can't get there unless you move into her pain. And that's the thing that triggers the anger, because her pain is going to trigger your shame. And so your work is to reduce the shame in your life. And that's where Steve was saying you need guys around you to help encourage you, support you, not enable you, not give you excuses, but to keep saying you can do this, keep going. Keep moving in with compassion and empathy into her pain, and keep showing yourself moment by moment by moment that, as the book says, you know, worthy of her trust, that you're regaining her trust back. So the promise isn't a one-time deal. The promise is these micro moments, these small moments that we make bit by bit to show ourselves that I'm here for you, I hear your pain, I understand your pain, let's keep moving through it.
Yeah. You know, we are broken records here. And the broken record is you must get help. You must not just try harder and try harder. You must surrender. And when you surrender the outcome to the Lord, maybe her not seeing you, And maybe you not seeing her every day and reinfecting the wound, maybe it does provide a chance for some healing to take place if you're working with somebody else. Not just being separate, that doesn't help. But a separation with an agenda, with a desired outcome, that really can be helpful. But if you're still trying to control it all after you lost control, then you are going to go from deep sadness to intense anger toward her. Let us find a counselor for you guys. And you guys go. And, you know, a lot of people have a great retirement fund. And they're going to retire alone because they don't want to touch that money. Sometimes you have to say, where do I find, what loan do I need to take out to save this marriage, if that's what it takes? Now, there are a lot of resources that don't cost a lot of money, too. But I think you have to come to a point where you're willing to do whatever it takes, whatever the cost. That's the point of surrender that we're looking for. Well, I'm going to send you Worthy of Her Trust. I hope that that'll help you. And we're going to send her intimate...
Deception. Healing the Wounds of Such a Betrayal.
Yeah. By Dr. Keffer. Going to get that book. And all of you that are listening and you're hearing some things in common in your life with these callers, it can be better. It can be different. We're going to come back. We're going to shift. I've got some caller topics we're going to go to that are a little bit different than you.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. It is New Life Live. Larry Sonnenberg's with us right now. And Larry, we've got good news. We've got matching gifts.
We do.
And people are responding to the match. That's good news for everybody that loves this program and loves what we do.
Yes, sir. It's a $40,000 match. We're well into it. Because this is recorded, I don't have the latest figure for today, but we were approaching half when we recorded this. So if you can make a gift of whatever size, it will be doubled. And I want to read one paragraph of a testimony. I was looking through, you know, we keep the letters that come in that tell us how lives are changed because of what happens at New Life. And this one, I think, is just it, if this touches you, if you see this is a reason that we need to keep going, if you could think of this and then make a gift and it'll be doubled, this would be fabulous. Your ministry is helping me keep from walking around a basket full of tears, from huddling in my bed in a fetal position, from lashing out at my kids with anger. Your ministry is literally my lifeline right now in the pain and suffering, a lifeline to God's Word, a lifeline to God. Your job is literally keeping people sane and functioning during extreme hardship and crisis and sadness and loss. Your job is saving people's lives. New Life Ministries is saving people's lives, maybe not like a medical doctor, but spiritual and mental. You're helping me save my life from where I could go to where I need to go. And she goes on beyond that, but I'm just saying, you know, wow, this is what this radio program, just the radio program is doing.
Yeah.
Think about the workshops and the counseling sessions and the books and the resources.
And so much gratitude to people who support us. Just
Amen.
Like this woman who said, I'm going to give you $25,000 and I want other people to match it. And then somebody else says, here's 10, here's 5. And now we're getting the gifts in, matching it. And it helps. It really helps. And we're so grateful.
And if you want to give $25,000 and challenge people to be matched, we'll take it.
Yeah. Right. It's amazing how matching gifts motivate the givers.
It is.
Because it's exciting. You realize your money is already doubled, every dollar.
Yep. So call. You have to just call 800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433. You can go online to newlife.com. And, you know, anytime you make a gift this month, you get the 100 Days of Peace, I think.
No, and it's a beautiful book. It this leathery kind of cover, and it's turquoise. And it even if you don't need one, boy, it's a great gift for somebody else. And so just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And look, let's just say you go, well, I'd really like to support them, but I only have $10. Well, that 10 becomes 20 right now. Or you've only got 100. Well, that's 200. Would you call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE? Our folks are waiting for you to call. So please do. Just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks, Larry.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Kay. Washington, D.C. is where she's calling from. Sirius XM is where she listens. Hi, Kay. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, but just speak right up. It's a little difficult, but ask us whatever you want to ask.
Okay, I need major help. Been married 31 years. Wasn't a typical marriage. I was like a shotgun. You marry me or I'll kill myself and you too. That went into abuse for not physical, just mental, emotional, and sexual abuse for some time. Have two children. It was continually, I'm going to divorce you if you don't do this, this, and this. And usually it required some form of sexual, you know, pleasure for him. I've gone to two separations. We've been in off and on 20 years of counseling, gone to two New Life marriage seminars, five or six pastors. I just don't know. I've been separated now for a couple of months away from him. I'm going back. Been on medication for depression for 30 of the 31 years because I just don't see any hope in things getting better. I have to return, but I'm not sure what to do.
Why are you returning if nothing is different? What's that about? Tell us.
Oh, we just lost her on the road.
We lost her. Okay. All right, well, let's talk about this. So the marriage started, I'm just hoping that she'll listen to the program. The marriage started with a threat. You marry me or I'm going to kill me and you. Okay, that's where you pretty much have to say to a person, if you need to kill yourself, you go do it. I mean, really. I mean, maybe not that blunt, but you don't marry somebody to keep them from
what he's talking about is criminal at the highest level.
Yeah,
you engage the police as quickly as humanly possible.
Right. That's a murder threat is what that is.
Oh, she's back on.
Okay.
Excellent.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you back.
Okay, so what we're saying is that he committed a criminal act by threatening your life, and then you married him. So that's how it started. And he's really gotten no better through all of the things that you've done.
He's displayed criminal behavior ever since.
Yeah.
You know, we can use a term, I'm actually in shock, to be quite honest, because we can use the term addict, but that's not accurate. This is sociopathic.
Yeah.
I mean, this is dangerous and broken at a completely different level.
So, Kay, can you let us in on something that we don't know? Can you tell us, just briefly, tell us about the chaos, the incredible chaos in your family of origin? There was addiction there. There was something. And you were left alone. No one saw you. No one really heard your heart. You were scared. Something happened. Can you tell us that?
What was that? What was it?
I'm not quite sure I'm following you, what you're talking about.
So, growing up, when you were a little girl, your world wasn't safe. And
I was molested as a child by my brother.
Okay. I am
so... But that was, you know, That's one thing. And then again, I was a date rape.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
when I got older.
So I was.
My problem is, what do I do with my marriage?
Honey, yeah. Can you just hear me one second? Because you've met with a lot of therapists and pastors, and I am wanting to touch your heart right now. I get that you're trying to figure out to do with your marriage. But as a little girl, before the age of 5, your brother sexually molested you, and you stayed. You know why you had to stay? Because he was your brother. But people didn't know that the abuse was happening behind closed doors.
My mom did. She told me to be quiet, not to talk about it again.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So not only were you sexually molested, your mom told you to not tell, and she didn't protect you. Now, let me just transition here. You, my dear, because of what happened to you, are not protecting yourself. There is a little girl inside of you that has been so deeply hurt, and she needs your protection. You need your protection, but you're not seeing how to protect yourself. You're letting somebody harm you. And I want you to sit down with a therapist, and I want you to bullseye target around that protector that has not been developed in you. Well, your mom didn't do it, and you're not doing it. You're not in trouble. You just haven't learned how to do that. And until you figure that out, girl, you are going to continue to be wounded and run back right into harm's way. And I don't want that to happen to you. I care about you. We love you. We want to help you.
So.
But that falls into, there's no therapist with New Life within 2 hours, 2.5 hours from us.
So
from where I live.
You're going to hold on, and then we're going to try to help you, because you call the program, find somebody that's not a New Life therapist, but could really help you in the best way possible. We're going to do that for you.
Can I ask you one other question?
Go right ahead.
One of the things he says, because he has changed tremendously. He has changed tremendously, and I do see the change in him. You know, we are both believers in Christ, and he is trying. He's been to every man's battle. He's been trying to, you know, get better. But he'll say something to the effect of, well, I'm married, and you're my wife. I should be able to be intimate with you.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Your brother said,
I feel like,
hey,
get away from me.
Hey, Kay, your brother said, you're my sister. I can have sex with you. Do you see what I'm saying? It's still happening. Yeah. And we don't want it to happen. But you're the only one that can stop that, my dear. So do exactly what Steve said. Stay online, and we'll find someone for you in your area.
I was just talking to
you.
Yeah, I was talking to Misty about this. Sex isn't an act. It isn't something that you need to act to make happen. It isn't an event. It needs to be an expression of a full love and connection.
That's exactly right.
When sex is an act, it's not what God intended. It's something very far from.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm going to send her Intimate Deception. Sherry Keffer's book. It's all about betrayal. It's going to help her. I think I'll also send her Take Your Life Back. I hope that's going to help. But right now, from Waco, Texas, DeSigna is on the line. Hi there. How are you? What's going on?
Very good, and yourself?
Very well. How can we help today?
Yes, I was wondering if you could help me with a question. I can be more specific, but it's best if I can just ask. If somebody were to have the feeling as though they were maybe being touched by God, or if they were called to something, you know, ineffable, if they hadn't, you know, reasonable sense about them and wanted to make sure they weren't, say, going mad or just in some flight of fancy.
So what do you think God's telling you to do? What do you think God's telling you to do?
Oh, just very good things. You know, I'm nothing terrible at all. I know it sounds odd, but to frame it in one way, I guess the cliche sense of what following him would be if you were to ask somebody what the scripture says. What he tells, you know, most people.
Okay,
but Steve was asking you personally. What is God telling you? What do you pick up from his voice? He's not asking for a definition. He just wants to know your story of what God's told you.
I apologize for trying to be careful with my words, but I'm.
Well, quit being careful and just tell us. Just talk to us.
So, I had something like a epiphany, maybe about 5-6 days back, and since then I was. Trying something, actually just to try to improve my memory, and it was to, you know, hold one thought in your mind as you go through your day, and I happened to be listening to some Christian podcast, and I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if you tried to hold the ideal of God just in your head all day? And so I, after thinking about it as an artist, I realized, I can't think of what he looks like, so I just imagined a chair, just the nicest chair in the back corner of a room.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you this. I want to help you, okay?
All right.
Who's your best friend?
I would say probably my sister, one of the three, middle one.
Mm-hmm. You need a man in your life. You need two or three men in your life, and you need to be meeting with those guys on a regular basis. Are you going to church?
Yes, I've been to quite a few actually recently, but okay. Part of my...
You need to pick a church. I want to help you. You need to pick a church that you're comfortable in. You need to get in a men's Bible study, and you need to force yourself to be in a relationship with some other men, because if you don't, you'll never have a centered core, male-centered core, from which these kinds of questions can get answered on a daily basis. Chris, you have a thought here for DeSigna?
Yeah, DeSigna, you're carrying a lot of fear and uncertainty, and I just want to affirm what Steve is telling you, is that you're questioning a lot of things and you're searching for something. I'm not quite sure what that is, but to be able to center yourself, to feel a sense of security and okayness in the world. You're trying to crack a code with God, and there is no code. It doesn't exist.
Exactly. That's the point. I'm sorry. Maybe it wasn't. It maybe seemed contrary to what it is because of me not finishing the story. But essentially, a couple of days ago, I did realize that I don't know anything. And in the same way that Jesus said that all you need is, you know, a truth and love and God in your mind and your brother, you know, and to consider your brother as yourself.
I'm so sorry, man. I do have to cut in here because your anxiety right now is on a loop, and so your anxiety is going to be looking for things to be anxious about. It's looking for excuses, and it's spiritualizing it right now. So what I really, really want you to do, hear me crystal clearly, you need to get into a therapist as quickly as possible to help calm this anxiety, get you centered, and do what Steve is asking you to do, and get involved with some men in your life that can really help walk you through your spiritual walk with God.
And I had one more quick question. I just have one question for him, and it might seem like left field, but I want to know one thing to Cigna. I want to know, Are you by any chance using marijuana right now?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
None. Okay.
As a matter of fact, I used to drink, and before it was a struggle to stop, but I don't anymore. And I just want to encourage any listener. The truth is that we don't know anything. And when you hear about these stories of people, you know,
totally. So let me say this.
Like a wild dog in Jesus' name.
I get it. But let me say exactly what I'm going to affirm what Chris just said. The alcohol was trying to calm his brain because he's got so much anxiety. And you're right, Steve. He needs that tuck in with relationships.
Right.
And so, to deal with that anxiety, to get his brain into a place where it can be calmed down, maybe through medication, maybe through relationship, maybe through all kinds of ways, you can think clearer and more soundly.
Well, you've uncovered something here. The alcohol thing, you went for marijuana, it's alcohol. If he would just, you know, not just be stopping the alcohol, but start recovery from it, then that recovery program is going to connect him with other people, and it's going to center him.
Yeah.
And so how do the question was, you know, how do you know if you're hearing God's voice? Well, here's one way. It corresponds with what Scripture says, and it corresponds with people that are objective and wise and have a history of seeing beyond the obvious. Chris and Sherry see beyond the obvious. They have a history of that. And what they're telling you and what I'm telling you is you have to go to other people. You have to stop the isolation. And when you stop the isolation, you stop the spinning. You get centered and grounded. You know, Chris, you've been in recovery. I'm in recovery. There's a path. It's been followed by thousands, millions of people, and to avoid that path is silly. It's not wise to avoid that.
And just to affirm it, you know, I look at the path as two guardrails, and one rail is, you know, a recovery plan and pathway, and the other one is therapeutic help and healing.
Yeah.
And I believe DeSigna needs both.
I agree. So, DeSigna, let me send you, take your life back, and I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible. Those are great tools for you. Hope you'll enjoy those. I understand what you wanted, but I think what you really want is you want a life free of that anxiety, that panic, that stumbling from one thing to the other, looking, as Chris said, looking for the answer to the code. We have so many people online here. I so wish I had time for your call. Would you call us back? We're going to get to your call if you'll call us back. Oh, my goodness. Maybe, I don't know, Friday, Monday. Give us a call. We would love to talk with you. We have so many great things coming up. You know, Every Man's Battle, it's this Friday. It's coming right up. So please join us for Every Man's Battle. And then we're going to do it May 3rd in Orange County, right along with Finding Freedom. And we're going to do Intimacy and Marriage on June the 28th. So many things we talk about here have been dealt with and radically changed by people who show up at these workshops. But maybe you don't need a workshop. Maybe you simply need a book, a counselor. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Every Man's Battle, is, by the way, is it's tomorrow in Philadelphia. If you're in that area or not, you could still get in, and your life could be totally different. It'd be the best summer of your life. Thanks, Sherry. Thank you, Chris. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you
need
it.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.